In this last segment, we'll be discussing the idea of kavana, of intent, when it comes to slichos. Obviously, we know that intent is a very important part of our davening, of our tefillah in general, and it's something we strive for. Sometimes I wonder to myself if perhaps we daven so many times with the hope that perhaps sometimes we'll be open, sometimes we'll be able to click in and really understand what's really going on in our davening. But we try all the time, and depending on what's going on at different parts of time during our life, there are going to be different ways that we respond and interact with those davenings, those prayers that we're doing. However, slichos is slightly different for the following reason. Although it is true that the first part, which is Ashrei, which is Psukim from Tehillim, and then the next introduction, which is Shema Tfila, certainly has many Psukim, Al Tizkor has many Psukim, and Shema Kolen, of course, is made of Psukim. But a vast majority of the slichos, the actual slichos that we're saying, in between all the Yud Gimel Melos, the 13 attributes of Hashem's mercy, are actually not psukim. They are beautiful, poetic prayers to the Almighty. They are prayers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're in beautiful, flowery language. But it's worthwhile appreciating that they were not composed by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. This was not at the same time that prayer was instituted, and Anshei Knesset HaGdolah included among them the last of the prophets of Nevi'im. These were different slichos which were composed throughout the ages, and we're talking about, you know, hundreds and sometimes thousands of years old. So we're talking about very ancient prayers, but at the same time, they do not have the same status as psukim, which means that if a person were to just be saying them mindlessly, they have much less of an impact than even when saying a pasuk mindlessly. A pasuk, a verse from the Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, has inherent value. It itself is a holy entity. And saying that, even sometimes devoid of intent, is still something of great value and import. However, when it comes to slichos, when it comes to these prayers, said early in the morning and late at night, in order to be able to daven better, to pray that our prayers should be listened to, they really only have value if we mean what we're saying. And therefore, a few things to think about. Considering first in our shul, we thank the Rothmans for the beautiful dedication of the interlinear art scroll slichos. This is a beautiful thing which we now have in our shul, and that allows a person to look down for every word to see the translation of that word, to understand what a person is meaning. That's number one. There are also other slichos books which are very helpful. I've used for many years the Mitzudos slichos, which has a parallel translation, so one just looks across. It's very easy to access what one's doing. And also, in both the interlinear art scroll and in the Mitzudos, there are footnotes which are very helpful in seeing what some of the references and innuendos are in those slichos, because many times it refers in oblique references to ideas, to concepts, to events that we don't necessarily understand unless we have the context of where those words are used, and many times they'll be filled in by the footnotes or in parentheses to help us understand those. But third and most importantly is, because this is the case, because slichos do not have the same value as tefillah just being said, they have value rather in the intent that's being said. Certainly the principle over here applies of tov ma'at shebekavona, a great is the amount when done less with intent, miharbe shebekavona, than more done without intent. And it is critical to the slichos, which means that when doing the slichos, it is not about finishing them, it's about meaning them. So what that means is a few things. Number one is to say the words slowly and look down or look across to understand the translation, the meaning, and the context, and try to sink into the experience of what one is trying to say. Many times the community will be going faster than that allows. And therefore, if one is in the middle of a slicha, it would be a good idea to put one's finger on the place, to stop for the Kel Melech Yoshev and the Yud Gimel Midos, and return to the same place and continue from where one was until one gets to the Pizmon, which of course is said together with the community. This way it allows a person to really process, to think, and to do this carefully. We discussed in Vidui, this is certainly the case, because in Vidui, again, mindlessly saying Oshamnu Boganu doesn't achieve much unless we're actually feeling and sensing what those words are really, truly saying. In addition, it's sometimes helpful to also from year to year to keep the same slichos booklet, one's own slichos booklet, which is worthwhile buying if one is able to. That's what I do. And from year to year, when there's a slicha which resonates with one, to put a bookmark in, a little sticky, or bend down the top of the page, so that in years to come, one will know that if one has limited time to say things, to come back to that one because one connected to the ideas, the words, the concepts in that specific slicha as well. And in addition, one extra idea which is worthwhile thinking about when it comes to this is that slichas is also a time to think about and to pray about the things which are really important as well. To look and introspect as one prepares for Yom Kippur, that the first video one's doing is not at the Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. And that means to say, it may be taking notes with one, that one is prepared for one's personal portfolio. After all, when it comes to money, and when it comes to all other things that are really important in our lives, we print out documents, and we look over them, and we make tables to make sure everything's correct, because we wouldn't want to lose something which is important. But somehow, when it comes to the most important thing, which is who we are and who we're becoming, then that we just hope gets better by itself. That's not the way it works, and it requires work, it requires putting the information together, reflecting on it, having a system, having quarterly updates. This requires a lot of work. And that being the case, it is worthwhile taking the time to write things down and consider them and perhaps say them out loud during the vidui. Say things during the slichos which relate to the ideas that one is actually processing, so it is a meaningful experience. This is different from just mindlessly charging through the words which everybody else seems to be doing, and making this a process which is truly meaningful. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day, and our tefillos, all our tefillos should be answered this year, Latova.